Okay, so we're continuing. We're in Makos. It's really what we're up to is Makos Chaf Beis and Amud Beis, but we decided to jump a little bit to Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, so basically, the issue, I guess, the most direct issue, not the background, but the most direct issue we're taking up is when you hit a person. So the Torah seems to say that part of hitting him is like making light, embarrassing him. The nikla chicha. It's like you're making light of him, you're embarrassing him, degrading him. And that seems to be almost like part of the objective of the makas. It's once you hit him and you degrade him, then he becomes a, it's like a kapara. It's a machaper. Okay? It's a machaper. So like, for example, as we saw, if you start hitting him, and you say evaluate that he could handle 39 whips, and then you start hitting him, and then he gets weak, and you see he's not going to be able to handle it, he's not going to make it, right? So even though you already hit it, even though you didn't get to your full number, you say, look, you already did the Maisa of Malchus, partially, and he's embarrassed, he's degraded by the fact that you hit him, so then we said that now you don't have to go back. You don't say, you wait till he heals and then start again. But we said, no, that since you did the Maisa of Malchus, and the Kiyam of the Malchus is that you're degrading him, and that Kiyam is accomplished, so while it's true, l'chachili, you should do the Malchus fully, should do the full set, however many it is which you could get, but the fact that you didn't get to complete it, since you did reach the objective of the Nikla, of embarrassing him, of degrading him, that's the Mechaper, and then he's off the hook, and he's potter, you don't have to do it again. Okay, that was like some background. Okay, now a similar case is that if you hit the person and they go to the bathroom due to the whipping, okay, they go to the bathroom due to the whipping, so they're embarrassed, so they're like, they're frightened. So then also the halacha is this potter, that like potters him. You stop them there. And he's embarrassed, and you don't have him anymore, because so it's like you accomplished the nikla, and then you don't have him anymore. Okay, fine. But then it got interesting, which is that if he goes to the bathroom from the whipping itself, right? But if you just he's anticipating being whipped, and then he goes to the bathroom, then that's not pater. Okay? Then this is not pater. Because the limud is v'hikahu v'gomer v'nikla. Okay, so the v'hikahu has to be the result, that which causes the v'nikla. Okay, the embarrassing. But if it's just anticipation, that's not going to get lakla. Okay? But it's not so simple, because the Gemara says if they lift up the whip in order to hit him, and then before they actually hit him, he goes to the bathroom, then he is potter, right? Then he is potter, right? So it seems like somehow the lifting of the whip is already part of it. It's like you already started, right? Which on the surface we said is difficult, because that's not Malchus. That's just lifting up a whip. That's like a hefshir, you'd think. It's a hefshir of the Malchus. It's not actually Malchus lifting up a whip. Right? It's just a preparation. So while it might be the guy is in the process, this might be part of the process for the whipper, but you wouldn't think so for the whippy. Right? It's not, he's not hit yet. So based on a Rivan, or Rashi, the Rivan, he says that it's like, it's machmas pachad, right? It's he's going to the bathroom out of the pachad of that whip, which is about to come down on him. So we suggested that Malchus is an onesh. And the onesh is that you're afflicting the guy. But we said part of the affliction is not just a physical affliction, but there's a psychological dimension to the affliction. It's frightening, scary. You're hitting the guy. It's a heavy whip, right? And that psychological affliction begins once that first whip is up in the air. Okay, because he has pachad, and that's why he's going to the bathroom. That's the cause of him going to the bathroom, is the pachad of the hitting. So he said, even though until the first whip strikes his back, you haven't begun the physical pain, but the psychological pain, that's not just that's like the actual pain of the process. It's not just like anticipation hours before. That's like the beginning. The whipping has begun in terms of the, again, there's anticipation, he's worried, he's nervous, but that's mamish, like the experience of the whipping. And that experience has begun once you lift the whip up. And therefore, if that goes into the bathroom, you don't say, well, you didn't do the whipping yet. That's already the whipping has begun, and the onesh has begun. That's part of the onesh. The onesh includes that psychological dimension. But again, if it's just hours beforehand, he was worried, the onesh hasn't begun, that's just because he has in his mind that he's thinking about it. But that's not that's not part of the onesh, the fact that he has to think about it for a few hours. Even though there's a psychological thing, yeah, that's not part of the onesh. Part of the onesh is the experience of the whipping, which involves him seeing the whip and the whole process. Right? That's what he said so far. Now, but it's not so simple. It's not so simple. There's a lot of different cases here. So now, what about if you evaluate him, that when he is whipped, he will go to the bathroom. Okay? That the moment I hit him, he's going to go to the bathroom. So then he's potter. You don't whip him. Okay? But if I evaluate him that after we finish the whipping, he's going to go to the bathroom, then you do whip him. Okay? So why? What's the difference? I mean, you didn't whip him yet. So why is it that if you evaluate him that he's going to go to the bathroom with the first whip or whatever, you don't hit him? So Rashi says, why depend Yosef v'niklaksev? Okay? The Pasuk says, don't do too many. Right? Where's the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Arbaim Yakenu, hit him 40. Lo Yosef, don't increase it. Pen Yosef lakoso alila makarab, lest you hit him too many. V'niklachichal enechan, he's going to be degraded. So the saying is, pen Yosef, lest you do too much, v'nikla. So what does that mean? This is the Rashi's Dorish. You don't give him a hit that he's going to be embarrassed immediately from the hit. Okay? But if you evaluate he's not going to bath until afterwards, then you do hit him. Okay? So again, you don't give him a hit. Pen Yosef and Nikla. Don't give him a hit that's going to cause him to go to the bathroom immediately, to be embarrassed immediately. And therefore, if you evaluate that when you hit him, he's going to go to the bathroom immediately, well, then he's popping. Right? But you didn't hit him yet. You didn't do the onesh yet. Right? So, how does that work? Right? Presumably, if you evaluate him that he'll on the fourth hit, he's going to go to the bathroom, then I guess he'll only hit him three times. Right? You don't hit him a hit which is going to cause him to go to the bathroom. So look, sometimes I guess you're not going to be able to evaluate it. Sometimes you think he's not going to the bathroom and he does. Well, then that's going to be a bother. But if you could tell in advance that this is going to knock him into the bathroom, so then that's going to, then you don't do it. On the one hand, we're saying, this is what's tricky about the sugya, that it's on the one hand, it seems like embarrassment is the giyam. On the other hand, it sounds like you're trying to avoid the embarrassment. But yeah, I thought that's what you're trying to do. Or is it not what you're trying to do? Sounds, that's what's tricky about the whole passage. Are we avoiding embarrassing or are we trying to embarrass him? I mean, the one hand, it seems like we're avoiding. On the other hand, it says, V'nikla achicha leinecha means it's a lima, that once he gets nikla, he's achicha, and he has a kapara once he's embarrassed. So it seems like normally, once you do your malchus, full malchus, he's off the hook, and he's a kapara. Right? He doesn't even get karis anymore, because once he's embarrassed, then he's achicha. So it seems like every whipping intrinsically involves embarrassment. So now, right?
Like, is there a...
It's a good step. I was saying, it seems like there's different types of embarrassing. There's embarrassing and from whipping, and that's what we're going for. You whip a guy, a full set of malchus, and he's embarrassed, degraded, right? And that's par for the course. That's what we're going for, and that's the mechaper. But going to the bathroom seems to be like over the top. Something other. That's not what we're going for. The degradation is that we're whipping a guy for sinning. Mm-hmm. Not degradation, that we're forcing him to... making his pants. It's like, that's a different type of embarrassment. And that's not what we're going for. And you see, the moment we get that, then we stop. Right? Right. We stop dead in our tracks. Mm-hmm. Right? So it seems like that's more than we're looking for. And that does exempt us.
It's almost like...
So they say, taking Ariel's idea and answering the question, which is that... And let me add a teeny point to it, which is just like there's an amount that we hit on. 39. And the Torah says, Lo Yosef, Pen Yosef, right? Don't do too much. There's a measure to our hitting. We don't just hit him till there's no tomorrow, right? Just because you have a right to hit him doesn't mean you can go over the top and keep going and going and going and going. It's a lav. If you hit him more than 39, you're violating a lav, right? It's a lav of instead of hitting people, right? Oh, so that that's what I think it's saying is, Pen Yosef v'niklaksev is the drasha here. That just like there's a Pen Yosef over the top of hitting in physical hakaah, there's an over the top in embarrassing. Right? Which is that there's an amount of embarrassing you have a right to do. And that's the amount of embarrassing which comes from hitting. But you don't have a right to do the embarrassing of going to the bathroom. That's over the top. So if you know that hitting him is going to force him to go to the bathroom, so then it's Pen Yosef and Nikola. That's too much. He's not high of that amount of embarrassment. And if you have to do a little too much or none, well, then you do none. And that bothers him. He's not shy. It would be like a guy who can't handle three malchus. He's going to die. So he's potter. He can't handle it. He just can't handle it. So this guy can't handle malchus. He's going to go to the bathroom. So just like he can make physically die, well, he's going to get more than he's bargained for, more than he's chayef. So he's in this sweet spot or whatever where he's not shayech. He can't handle the malchus, either because he's going to die or it's because it's going to cause busha beyond that which he's deserving of. So he's simply unfit to receive the onus of malchus. So he's bother.
What point did you have?
I added that the limud is because Pen Yosef the idea of a nikla of Pen Yosef, that's the drasha, that's the limud, is that the idea of going over the top is a, just like it's an isser insofar as the physical hitting, it's also an isser in terms of the embarrassing. You can't go more than that. That's the drasha. But it's not just that going to the bathroom exempts him, but that there's an isser to hit him to the point where he becomes too embarrassed. That's part of the isser of hitting too much. Right? But if you evaluate that he's going to go to the bathroom after the bezin is done, apparently that's not the embarrassment. That's just whatever. You know? That's part of his recovery. What?
The after effects.
That's not the embarrassment. That's a different type of embarrassment. There's embarrassment of the whip knocks out his, you know, knocks his feces out of him. Right? That's like a one level of embarrassment. Well, embarrassment is he's weakened, and afterwards he leaves the bezdin and he's totally broken down and he can't control himself. And well, that's after the thing. That's not. There's like it's an event. It's a public event. The whipping. So it's like during the whipping itself. It's like you could imagine the scene. That's like a different type of a thing. After it's over, it's over. It's not part of the whole thing.
The whole thing's public.
Public. It's trying to deter people from doing these things in the future. So yes, it's public.
There's a matter.
While we're at it, I'm not sure whether we should go back to our problem or maybe we should just stick here while we're at it. There's this whole set of cases in the Gemara here. So maybe let's stick here, okay? So again, the Gemara... So now I think we're ready to do the case. Amar Shmuel. So it's Kaf Gimel and Aleph. Amar Shmuel. Okay? Kaf Suhu V'ratz V'bezden Bater. Okay, so if you tie him up, and then he manages to break free and run away from the basement, he's potter. Sounds like a good deal, right? Okay.
They don't say that in prison.
No, prison doesn't work that way. Sure. Okay. So Gemara says, Mesvei. It's not clear why. Right? It's not clear why. Why should that exempt him? It's a funny type of exemption, right? It will become clear. But currently it's not clear, right? Okay. So, yeah, he wins that. Okay. It sounds like you're incentivizing him to, that?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara says, Meisive. It's not true. Seems to be not true. Shmuel is an Amara. There's an Ebraisa that seems to contradict Shmuel, which is a problem for Shmuel. Kala. If he's embarrassed by going to the bathroom, right? Bein Berishona, Bein Mishniya, whether from the lifting up of the first whip, before they hit him, whether from lifting up the whip the second time, so he's pata. Because that's going to the bathroom from the whipping, right? That's what we just learned. Even from lifting up the whip the first time or second time. But, the Brisa continues, Nifsika Ritsua. Okay, new case. If they're trying to hit him, they're about to hit him, and the whip breaks, Bishniya Pochanasa. The second whip, if it's the second time, after they hit him once, they're lifting up the whip again, to hit him again, and it breaks, Pochanasa, he's exempt. Okay? But Berishona, before the first hit, ain't poaching also. Okay? You don't pop there. Alright?
Yeah, breaks
before the first hit, you don't pop there. If it breaks after the first hit, or before the second hit, you do pop there. So Mar says, why, if it breaks before the first hit, is he not pop there? Lahavi Karat, it should be the same thing as if he ran away. Okay? Why? Let's see. So Rashi says, no, Rashi doesn't know so much. Okay. So you're Rashi. Nusgar too. If the strap breaks, in bagba shniya, if from the second lifting nifsika, it rips. Pochinosa. Ipater. Daha nikla beoso hakash. You go. He was embarrassed by the first hitting. The first hitting it caused some embarrassment. Then kodem shiko nifsika. But if before they hit him, it broke, Shkisha hirim yadalakos, when they lifted up their hand to hit him, ain zukala, that's not considered embarrassment. Right? So apparently the embarrassment only comes from the actual hitting. Right? So why are you telling me that if the guy runs away before you hit him, is he potter? He ran away, but he wasn't embarrassed yet, because you didn't hit him. So he ran away, so tie him back up again. Right? I'm back up again. Right, what's the difference? And I guess you could have thought maybe the fact that we tied him up itself is an embarrassment. Right? And therefore, maybe you'll say, that's why when he runs away, look, you're embarrassed by tying him up. But you see, it's not true. Because you see, if the strap breaks, after he's tied up, the strap breaks, until you hit him, you say, he's not bothered. Right? So apparently, you need to actually hit him. Just the fact that you tied him up doesn't help. So why, if he runs away, is he potter? So the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference. There's a difference in the case of where he runs away or where the strap breaks. Hasam rats. Hacha lo rats. The case where he runs away, he ran away. The case where the strap broke, he didn't run away. Okay, so what's the answer? Seems like that's pshat. And this is the same as that. It seems like that's pshat. Is that, let's explain this. But the running away is the embarrassment.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to think about it, yeah.
Running away is an embarrassment, but straps breaking isn't an embarrassment.
No.
Cowardice. Right? It could be it's the word for isn't really embarrassed. It's the nikla. It's like he's degraded.
Yeah, he's
the kal. Kal is really more like a light. He's made light. He's degraded. So maybe embarrassed isn't the right word. Maybe he's not embarrassed running on his way, but he's degraded. He's a coward. He's a wimp. Right? But he's running away.
Right.
What kind of... Right? No one's going to look at the guy anymore. Here it is. He's like... He takes the society's about to punish him for his misdeed. And he's tied up and he runs away. The guy's like a criminal, a convict, whatever. He's already going to be degraded. He's already degraded from that whole process. But if you just tie him up and the rope breaks... Okay. So, what does that have to do with me? was that embarrassed me because of the rope broke? Right? Unless you were to argue that the tying him up itself is the embarrassment. But you see that's not true? Because you see that if the rope breaks before I hit him, you don't say that he's already been embarrassed. Right? But if the rope breaks after you hit him once, right, then he does get potter.
Yeah.
Now, why is that? You say, oh, so Rashi says because he's embarrassed by the hitting. Yes, but then why don't you just always hit him one time and then potter him? Right? I mean, he's high 39 hits. So one time embarrassed him partially, true. Right? And if, for example, he's too weak and he can't handle anymore, it's true, he's already been embarrassed a little bit. But after all, there is a shear. So just because the what does the rope breaking change, as opposed to if I just hit him one time, and I don't just stop now because, oh, he's embarrassed, we're all done. You say, yeah, but he's 5'39".
And no one says anything about that.
Yeah, so Josh is arguing that there's a process of hitting him 12 times. That's his Gemara Din, that he's high of Malchus of 12. And that's going to be the cause of Nikla. And that's his Chiyuv. Now they do it. They do this, so they start doing it. Now, once the strap breaks, the Maisa is Nifsak. Right? The Maisa is Nifsak. You're hitting him with the strap. And it could be as part of Chaim's point. It's like, look, there's a process. It's not like, you don't take breaks in the middle. It's a process. 1, 2, 3, whatever it is, right? The continuous process. And once the strap breaks, that basically stops the process. The process is done. Now the question is, do I start again? Or do I do a new process, if you will? Right? I did 4 malchios, right? Or 1 malchios, whatever it is. Question is, and now that now stopped, now do I start again? Well, the question is, I already hit him, and I already embarrassed him. So now, you don't have to start again. That's similar to the case where, and that's what I say, maybe that's what you're getting at before, that's similar to the case where he becomes, where he's in danger. If you hit him more, basically he's going to die. So basically, so you stop. But now, why don't you say next week you have to do more, or start again? You say, look, you already did the Maisa. You already did the Maisa Malchus. You lacked in Shear, but you already did the Maisa, and you already had the Kiyum. Right, so basically the point is that him becoming deathly sick or weak, and stops the Maisa, and once the Maisa is stopped, then you don't have to start it again when he becomes able, when he heals. So to here, once you stop the Maisa, you don't have to start it again when he becomes able, namely when the whip is fixed, or whatever. But the point is, the process becomes stopped, right? Mimela, it becomes stopped. No one stopped it. It could be stopped because he's too weak, or it becomes stopped because the whip breaks. But the point is, you already started the process, you already hit him, you already did the Maisa, and now the process stopped. Now that it stopped, the question is, do we start again? So we have to say, well, did we begin it? Yes, we did it. We did Haka, at least one. And did we embarrass him? Yes, we did. So he's potter. But if you didn't hit him yet, well, then you never did the process. Right? But if he runs away... See? If he runs away, then it's saying it's even before you hit him. That's halacha. Right? Once you tie him up and he runs away, then he's potter. Right? So what's the difference? Why don't you... If he runs away before you hit him, then he's potter. But if the strap breaks before you hit him, so he's not putter. So you'll say, look, if the strap breaks before you hit him, it's because the process didn't begin yet. He didn't do it yet. But then why don't you say if he runs away also, the process didn't begin yet. The running away itself is a degradation. It's true. But doesn't the degradation have to come about through hitting him? Like if he goes to the bathroom before you hit him, he's not putter. Because it has to be brought about by the hitting. Right? Or at the very least by the lifting up of the whip. But by here, it seems like you just tie him up. And then he runs away. Then he's potter. So, well, why don't you say if you tie him up and he goes to the bathroom? Right? And not only that, a similar question, is what about if you if he runs away, I'm sorry, the strap breaks after you lift up for the first time. You lift it up and then it breaks. Right? So what do you say? Then what? So the strap breaks when you lift it up. So then in theory what should happen? Strap breaks when you lift it up. If you say that you started the process once you lift it up, which we said before, then why don't you say, now the process stopped, now you shouldn't do it. But it seems like, no, it's only if the strap breaks after you hit him. Right? So that's like another problem.
Well, the difference
of the... It's not really a question. Because you, in order to not do it, to not continue, you have to have already hit him, and you have to have a nikla. Right? Or you have to, right? You have to have already, I guess you could say, begun the process, and you have to do a nikla. Right? So now we're saying is that by going to the bathroom, so you lift up the thing, you start the process, and he goes to the bathroom, and it's vinikla. So then you potter. Right? By the strap breaking, so we're saying is, you lift up the whip, you started the process. But now the strap breaks. But now there's no vinikla. So it's like you started the process, but the process never brought about the kiyum of a nikla. So now you just started and you didn't do it with the kiyum. So now then you have to start again. That's why it's only if you lifted up the whip and hit him once, and then you lift it up again or whatever, well then now you're hitting him once accomplished the nikla. Right? So you did the mice, you did the process, and you have the nikla already. So now, if the strap breaks, you don't go back, because you already did both, the process begun, and you embarrassed him. You degraded him. But again, lifting it up, it might should be a true start of the process, but it's not the nikla. The vinikla is only when you actually hit him. But if you lift up the whip, which starts the process, and then he goes to the bathroom, that's a vinikla of going to the bathroom. Right? So I guess you have to say, though, that the internal pachar is not of a nikla. The hitting him is a nikla, and the yafin is a nikla, because those are noticeable, visible. But the internal pachad is enough to say the process has begun, but it's not of a nikla. The nikla comes about when something physically happened to him. Not just because he lifted the strap. That's not the nikla yet. He feels that, and therefore, you could say he feels it, and therefore the process has begun, and the nikla happened. Right? But lifting it up without, and feeling it without actually doing anything, and without going to the bathroom, you haven't yet done the nikla, and therefore you're going to have to do it. Yes. That's a good answer to the second question about the difference between the strap breaking, right? Where the strap breaking only is a problem. It doesn't matter if the strap breaks when it's in the air, it's only after you hit once, as opposed to if it goes to the bathroom when it's in the air. Really, in both cases, you started the process. The problem is you need the vinikla. So that wasn't a question. But now you have the other question, which Isaacs can answer for us once you get the question clear again, which is that if he runs away, so you say the running away is once you tie him up and he runs away, he's potter. Right? But why don't you say it's true running away is embarrassment. But the running away wasn't caused by the malchus, right? Just like by the going to the bathroom, if he goes to the bathroom in anticipation, they tie him up. Let's say they tie him up and he goes to the bathroom before they lift the whip. Not bother yet, because that's just anticipation. So it's embarrassing that he goes to the bathroom, but it's not an embarrassment which is caused by the malchus or by the beginning of the process, which isn't until you lift up the whip. So why don't you likewise say, if you tie him up and he runs away, it's true he ran away, but the running away wasn't caused by the process of malchus. You don't lift the whip yet. Right?